Jackson, South Carolina, T.L. Hanna High. The people there will tell you, just ask any passerby, that the kid who speaks in gibberish, folks will tell you, shoot, it wasn't nothing but a little love and attention, gave voice to a mute. He stood with his transistor pressed against his ear, picking up certain frequencies that only he could hear. There was this little man inside it, perhaps his only friend, the only one who talked to him, the only one back then. Colts Jones yelled, "Come here, boy," to this kid up in the stands, who was mimicking him loudly and making gestures with his hands. The players on this football team exchanged uneasy glances. He jumped when Coach said to jump, but how slow the boy was advancing. And Coach Jones was pulling on the drawstrings of his hood. The kiddie spoke in gibberish, Coach, he understood. The lamb and the taken lion sure looked like easy prey, but this is not what happened. No, no, it went the other way. This kid they nicknamed Radio, he was 18 going on 6. The team needed a water boy, and so the job was his. Coach convinced the principal they should bend a couple of rules. They'd pick up Radio every day on the way to school, and everywhere that Coach Jones went, his lamb was sure to go. They tried him out in special ed, his marks were too low. The kid's now in his 50s, and his hair is sprinkled white. For 30 years he's come to school, and he cannot read or write. Come football Fridays, they let Radio be the star. Falls in with a marching band, then with the color guard. He jumps when the cheerleaders jump, with pom-poms on his hands. And he cusses like the coaches do, and he high-fives with the fans. And they give Radio report cards, they give him varsity letters. They let him wander freely in his T.L. Hanna sweater. He visits all the classrooms if ever there's a test. He whips out his box of crayons and he tries his very best. Well, everyone knows Radio. The townspeople adore him. Students pat his head just like their parents did before them. Anderson, South Carolina, folks will tell you, shoot, it wasn't nothing but a little love and attention gave voice to